Dry Slopes by Nick Ball. The Day of Judgment.
Blessed be the British summer. The distant hum of lawnmowers. The bark of next door's dog. The sound of willow on leather. And various cricket noises. This was the perfect day to take the wheels for a spin. After my mum had reversed the sports car out, I climbed up onto her upright and pedalled off. On my journey, I was accompanied by a bee who told me all about the drawbacks of being a hay fever sufferer.
And all you'll do is get a pollen and add...
Oh, dear.
Anyway, that's me. I've got some more pollen to gather.
Oh, you poor soul.
As the sun set over the meadows and the birds sang their evening songs, I felt all the glory of God's earth surging within. Oh, season of sun and bird songs. You could write a poem about that. When suddenly, in the distance, I saw a bright, glowing light. And it was pointing at me, as if I was the chosen one. As I cycled closer to the light, my heart beat faster and faster. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. Went my flat tire. When there, behind it, stood an angel. Except not with wings and a halo like you normally see, but wearing a fluorescent jacket and a policeman's helmet.
Cycling on the public highway without the use of front or rear lights is an offence, sir.
Oh.
If I could take your name and address...
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Just getting my biro out.
Oh. Wait a minute. How do I know you're a real policeman and not some prankster?
Do I look much like a prankster?
Come on, let's see some ID.
As you wish, sir.
Very nice. Now show me your ID. How do I know that's your moustache? Well, there's only one way to find out.
I really don't have time for this.
Extra strong spirit gum, eh?
Assaulting a police officer is a criminal offence.
All right, let you off. Better safe than sorry.
Now, if we could just come down to earth for just one moment. Watch out!
What?
Angus! Oh, my God, darling, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Is the bike all right?
The bike's fine.
Oh, thank God.
Not enough speed for takeoff, Mrs. Dry.
Oh, I'm sorry, officer. I can't think what I was doing.
Well, about 140 is what you were doing, Mrs. Dry.
Hopeless, aren't I? Simply hopeless.
On the wrong side of the road.
Oh, these wretched foreign cars.
In reverse.
Oh, couldn't you be a poppet and let me off just this once?
Yes, but this isn't the first time, though, is it, Mrs. Dry?
But the other times were worth it, weren't they, officer? George.
Are you bribing me, Mrs. Dry? Are you suggesting that an officer of Her Majesty's Police Constabulary...
You're very good.
Well, thank you. Of Her Majesty's...
You're so policemanly.
Yes. Could you get off my truncheon, please? All right, I'll let you off just this 39th time, but this is your last chance. You understand?
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Oh, will you let me off as well?
Certainly not.
Supposing I were to show you my nipple. Wait for me, Mum.
Sorry, sweetheart, mustache. Ellie's just had her off.
Oh, but I've got...
Four words.
Sorry.
Could somebody peel me off the road, please?
After I gave my details to the Sarge, I picked up the bike and wheeled it home. I wandered over peat bogs and dirt tracks in the pitch dark. Then, the heavens opened. I always used to think that when it's raining, that's God crying. And when there's a storm, that's him having a big sneeze. God only knows what it means when it's snowing. But as the rain beat down and the thunder roared, it felt like somebody up there was having a bit of a strop. It was as if today was Judgment Day.
Bless you!
Apparently, you sneeze at over 100 miles an hour. Imagine all the devastation it must cause to all the families of germs inside your mouth.
Did you hear that?
What?
Sounds like a sneeze brewing.
Oh, tell me you're only joking. Oh, my God!
Jimmy, get Lucy immediately.
But...
Don't argue, son, just do it. No time to get to the mouth. Everyone, inside this cavity. Jimmy, what are you playing at?
I'm getting my Sega.
Get in here now. Close the filling. Oh, sorry, Granny, no room for you. Oh, it's not over yet. You know what they say? After the sneeze, there's always the blow.
I sat on my bed, pale with shock. I was now an outlaw, a bad egg, a darn right hoodlum. I could end up in the slammer for this. Imagine all the heated courtroom battles.
Order! Order!
Blood, even though my client has strayed from justice, and heaven knows he realizes it more than anyone, could you not find it in your heart to forgive him?
Order! Order! Never before have I come across such a perverted case of criminal injustice. Nor come face to face with evil in a purer form. Life imprisonment! Order! Order!
Dry given life for no light cycle drama? Adoring fans mob him outside High Court. I'll fight for my son to the bitter end, pledges his mother. And the Queen is dead.
The next day, Mum's friend Ellie came round for some rest and recuperation after an operation on her finger.
Come on through, Ellie.
It's a lovely part of the country, isn't it?
Yes, we rather like it here.
Can you manage?
Yes, yes, fine, thank you.
Hello, Angus.
How do you do? Sorry, forgot about the op.
Oh, he didn't shake your hand, did he?
I said I was sorry.
Ah, Marion.
Pardon, your garden.
Stand on the newspaper.
Ah, yes, this is Marion. He's our odd jobs man. There isn't anything Marion wouldn't do for us, is there, Marion? We can't understand a word he says.
Is that a colostomy bag?
Hmm? No, it's a hernia. You did a good job putting up that treehouse.
Why does he do it?
The money.
His wife.
His wife?
The money. No, yes, as he likes to get away from his wife.
Yes. And there was also that incident in the garage.
Yes. Well, we don't mention that, do we, Angus?
Hmm. I might have only been five, but I still remember.
Okay, I'm ready to dish up, folks.
Well, goodbye, Marion.
Oh, hello, a lot of weather.
I'll just wash my hands.
You make it so obvious.
Okay.
You, staring at her finger all the time.
I wasn't staring at her finger.
Yes, you were.
I was staring at her stub.
Well, don't. Try and exercise a little tact.
Ah, Ellie! That didn't take long. Fewer to wash, I suppose.
Pardon me?
Now, just serve the drinks. Sit where you like, Ellie.
Ah, I love that sound, don't you?
Not the sherry, the champagne.
Oh, are we expecting someone important?
Well, Ellie's here.
Answer my question.
Just dish up and shut up.
Now, Ellie, you've got a choice. What would you like with your potatoes? Sausages or fish fa 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 fa? Fish fa 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 fa. Fish fa 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 fa. Fish in breadcrumbs.
Fish fingers, please.
I didn't say it! I didn't say it!
Do you have a problem with my finger?
Finger? What finger? I didn't notice one of your fingers was missing. Did you, Mum?
Oh, do be quiet, Angus.
Which one is it? Point it out. Don't bother! Just, discuss it.
I'd much rather you came straight out with it.
Oh, right. Well, it is revolting, isn't it?
Angus!
That's what she wants.
As I'm sure your mum's told you, I had an accident with the lawnmower.
Sure she has. Probably just wasn't listening.
The doctor tried to save it, but it was too late.
Oh, well, at least you've got your health.
Stop staring, Angus.
I can't help it. Hang on, I'll just get it out of my system. Excuse me, Ellie. Finger, 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 finger. There, all gone. Oh, no, there's one more. Finger. There, all missing. Gone! Sorry! Sorry! Can't get this blooming cord.
No, no, not towards me. Point it away.
Ellie, right in the eye. That's the last thing you need. But this was only to provide temporary amusement. I just managed to forget my worries when something dreadful dropped through the letterbox. Oh, my God.
Let me see. It says you're due in court on the 22nd.
Yes. I've been summoned.
No, no, not if you send them a cheque.
What shall I do? Should I send them a cheque or should I fight it in court?
Oh, I don't know. Make your own mind up. You don't need me to hold your hand all the time.
Heads, I pay the fine. Tails, I fight it in court. Best of three. I'm terrible at making decisions. And the more trivial the dilemma, the tougher the decision. Shall I eat the apple or the pear? I know, I'll toss for it. Damn, I can't decide what coin to toss. I'd much rather someone came down from on high and told me what to do.
Angus. Angus.
Yes?
This is what you must do.
Yes?
You must eat the pear.
Yes, master.
Or, alternatively, the apple.
Which one?
Tricky. Oh, I hate this, don't you? Have you got a coin? We'll toss for it.
Well, some use you are.
I'm sorry, I've been so tied up with the National Lottery, I've got a bit rusty. It's you! I'm good at that, aren't I?
Very good. Now, could you kindly go away until you've got your act together?
It's you!
Oh, bloody well done! You've put your oafing great big hand through the window.
Sorry.
Idiot! I much prefer it when it's raining. At least you know everyone else is having a miserable time. Whereas when it's sunny, you feel you might be missing out. But whenever I'm enjoying a really good storm, the same thing always happens. Firstly, the rain stops. Then, the sun comes out.
It's true. I'm gay.
And the whole village comes out for a summer festival. Dancing? Why do people do that to themselves? Imagine breaking it to your parents that you're a Morris dancer. Father, Mother, now that I've got you both together, there's someone I'd like you to meet.
What was that?
This is Dave.
How do?
Oh, my God! You mean...
Yes. I'm a Morris dancer.
I always suspected first the tankard, then the beard, and now this. But I was hoping that it was just a phase.
This is no phase, Father.
Can I interest you in a gymkhana on Sunday?
I think what you do is disgusting.
But Colonel Stringham...
Leave this to me, Dave. I'll handle this.
Okay.
You've always tried to turn me into someone I'm not. I'm not your little fiddler. I'm a Morris dancer. I'm sorry, Mother, but you've got to hear the truth.
Don't you think you've caused your mother enough trouble already? And on her birthday, too.
I didn't know it was her birthday.
Well, it isn't. I'm sorry, I've got a headache. And get that big grisly monster out of here.
Colonel Stringham, if you'd only just...
Get out! Out! And take your accordion, too.
I think you'd better leave.
Yes, yes. I think they're slowly coming round to the idea.
Yes. See you in the Dog and Duck on Thursday.
Okay. Oh, why can't you be gay like your brother?
Yes.
What? I'll explain later, dear.
Oh, dear. And as the rain poured down onto the roof, my nose poured down underneath it. You could say I was under the weather. Just my little choke. Blimey. I was just about to flush my last Kleenex down the loo when suddenly, out of the blue... How did I do that? What do you know? It was my old friend the bee.
All right, then.
Oh, hello. Find any pollen?
Oh, no, don't ask.
Where have you gone?
I'm down the U bend. Oh, I can't swim.
Never fear. Angus is here. Immediately, I sifted him out with a loo brush and laid him on the surface. Then, I tried giving him mouth to mouth, but stung myself on the lip.
Ow! Sorry, mate.
So instead, I gave him a heart massage and squashed him on the rim. Are you all right?
Jimmy, Mother, I'll leave Miss Tredavis.
Oh, no.
I'd like a simple funeral. Oh. Just close family, no fuss.
Oh, stop it, stop it! Till this day, I cannot forgive myself for what I then did. This was a dark day indeed. Firstly, I'd been arrested for being something of a Hell's Angel on a lady's upright. Now, I'd murdered a bee. That night, I could only sleep in stits and... fits and starts. I was so heavy with guilt that my bed fell through the ceiling. She is accident-prone, isn't she? All I could think was that if I didn't clear my conscience, a dreadful fate would greet me in the afterlife. Excuse me? God? Are these the pearly gates?
Oh, don't ask me, Guff. More than my job's worth.
Come on.
Try doorbell, son.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Oh, hello. I just wondered if it...
Name.
Angus.
Full name, honestly.
Dry. Angus Dry.
Angus Dry. I just yes. Hang on.
Death, was it?
I'm sorry?
Was it death?
Yes, I died, yes.
Aye. Most of them are.
Strange man.
Oh, somebody get that gate oiled. Right, you've got 2 minutes.
Oh, you're an angel. Mwah! Ooh.
Yeah, well, put a hold on the droughts in Rwanda, but go ahead with the LA earthquake. Okay, shall.
Newly dead to see you, sir. Angus Drow.
My dear fellow.
My God!
Yes?
No, I mean, good Lord.
Yes?
I didn't expect it to be all so high-tech.
Yes, well, I see you're new to the afterlife business. Have a look through here.
In heaven, how may I help you?
Yeah, over 4,000 calls a second. It's an administrative nightmare.
Outside, it's all so ethereal.
Window dressing. Gotta please the punters. Now, let's see. Dry. Ah, Angus.
That's the fella.
Oh, dear.
What?
Cycling without lights, eh?
Ah, yes. I can explain, you see.
And I see you squashed a bee.
Ah, now, that was...
And all that time in the bathroom. He must have single-handedly kept Andrex in business. Now then, what have we got here? Oh, who's been playing with the VHS again? Ah. Yeah, your perverted sexual fantasies.
Oh, my God!
Yes?
There's nothing sacred.
Well, I am your father in heaven, lord of all creation.
Yeah, but apart from that, please switch it off, please.
Anyway, I'll watch the rest of that later. come back in 30 years.
30 years?
Yeah, but a purgatory never did anyone any harm.
But,
come on, you. He's a very busy man.
Thanks for calling by.
No, wait!
Yeah, the other place, is it? Bad luck, mate.
Ah!
Oh, I found some oil.
Right, where do you want me?
Huh?
Where am I? Oh.
And you are?
This way.
Oh, have a strepsil! Go! Get the frog out!
In here. Have a nice day.
Oh. I've been waiting for you.
Who are you?
July the 29th, upstairs bathroom.
Oh, no, you're not?
Yes, the bee you flushed down the loo.
Oh, God.
Have you any idea what it's like to be flushed to death?
But I wanted to put you out of your misery.
Oh, so very much. You killed my dad.
Oh, no, you had kids.
Yes. 4,000 of the little mites.
Oh.
And you made my wife a widow.
It's all right, Richard. I forgive you.
Oh, please, don't make it any harder for me.
What
the blimmin' heck are they?
They are the germs you sneeze through your nose.
Phew, it was just a dream. Actually, I wouldn't mind if hell was an eternal vat of damnation. That sounds all right, really. No, my vision of hell is something far more nightmarish. It's a karaoke! I wasn't having that. No siree, Mum. So I decided to clear my conscience once and for all. Mum, I have made a decision. I'm going to settle my debt to society and pay the cycle fine. Can I borrow your checkbook?
It's in my handbag. And try and use my full name. Don't just sign it Mum like last time.
Where's Ellie?
Malian's still trying to get her out of the bed.
Lazy old so-and-so. Is she still asleep?
Very much so.
I went into town and bought some shining new lights, a puncture repair kit and a pot of honey, which I left by a bee's nest from an anonymous donor. Then... something amazing happened. The second I posted the check, it stopped raining. Then, the sun came out.
Not only am I gay, but I'm also a Morris dancer.
And my nose completely cleared.
A second-class ticket to Nottingham.
Now I've cleared my conscience, I felt a great weight off my shoulder. I ran up the highest mountain and climbed the tallest tree before staking my claim for all to hear.
Freedom!
But unfortunately, I couldn't get down again, so I required the services of the local fire brigade. See, I tried to get my foot down into the hole, but the branch was in the way. They do a great job, those lads. Once safely down, I was ready to stake my claim again.
Frank!
This is private property, you know.
Oh, is it?
Belongs to Frank Stanton.
and all those fields round you.
All right, sorry.
So instead, I went to the highest road on the estate. Freedom!
Could you keep it down? You woke the baby up.
Oh, sorry.
Freedom. When I got back in, I passed Mum and some undertakers carrying out a coffin.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Where's Ellie?
In there.
Wake up, lazy bones!
She won't be waking up again, Angus.
Oh, well, at least she's got her health.
I was just about to go to the loo when up round the U-bend floated my old friend the bee. Immediately I sifted him out with a loo brush and laid him on the rim. Then something amazing happened. The bee started to move. At first I thought it was just a last dying spasm, but no, he was still alive. He limped gallantly along the rim, then toppled onto the floor. But then he started to fly. Up and up, higher and higher, into the air! And then electrocuted himself on the light bulb. But at least he had those few extra moments of life. And I knew this was God's way of telling me that he was giving me another chance. It was such a nice day, I decided to go out for another cycle ride. I attached the new lights to the bike and pumped up the tyres until they were rock hard. Oh. I felt full of the joys of spring and ready to embrace the new day. My conscience was clear, my nose was clear, and I was fit as a fiddle. On my way out, I saw Mum reversing home on the way back from the morgue, so I joyfully honked my horn. Nothing could stop me now.
Dry Slope starred Nick Ball as Angus and Louisa Ricks as Mum, with Julie Gibbs, Robert Harley and Toby Longworth. Dry Slopes was written by Nick Ball, and the producer was Gareth Edwards.